Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on Country 106.7.
Okay, a little bit of behind-the-scenes stuff that happens here at Country 106.7.
Are you sure they need to know all of the behind-the-scenes stuff that happens?
We are all about being authentic and real.
Are we? Let's be authentic and real. I like where this is going.
So when we come into work in the morning, producer Polly has been here a little bit longer. How long on average? About an hour and a half? 2 hours?
About an hour, 45 minutes.
Okay. So between an hour and a half and 2 hours, Paulie gets here before we get here.
Yeah.
And he goes through all of these different services that we subscribe to to give us different ideas of things to talk about.
Because we ran out of our own ideas, like, you know, 10 years ago.
Sometimes we have our own ideas. Sometimes we have our own things to share.
Yeah, they're called prep sites. So they kind of get everything that's happening in the world and they put it in one little package and then Paulie gives it to us and then we figure out what we want to talk about. And sometimes we use it and sometimes we don't.
Exactly. So that's how it goes. So this morning, before 5 o'clock, when it's still dark outside, and the only light streaming into these studios is either from the full moon or the streetlights.
Yes.
I was going through all of this material on my own because you, Jennifer Campbell, were a little bit behind this morning. Had a bit of a scheduling conflict
with
Asen.
I didn't show up till 7 a.m.
And I came across this.
Uh-huh.
And I knew it was something that we would have to talk about.
It was made
later.
For us?
It's entitled The Work Spouse. 10 benefits of having a partner at work.
Well, now, can I ask you something?
Certainly.
The question I get asked the most about you and I, well, there's two questions I could ask the most about you and I, but the one I get asked the most frequently is, do you guys script this stuff?
Like,
do you, and the answer is, we kind of know what we might talk about, but there's no scripting. There's no you say, then I say, then you say, then I say. That just doesn't happen.
No.
But do you get asked that?
All the time.
Okay, so that's, and the other question we'll leave to your imagination.
Yeah, because you've probably asked it or thought about asking it.
Yeah.
Anyway, every woman, this is obviously written by a guy, should have a work spouse for better or for worse. So, and this is the one that jumped right at me. He is always accommodating of your working lifestyle. Huh. How did that work out for you this morning?
It was a wonderful thing. You're such a good man.
I teased you a little bit.
You're wonderful. Honestly, I couldn't ask for a bet. Sometimes when we're screaming at each other and fighting and Polly's like, I hate my life behind this board, I'm sure he doesn't, but you are the absolutely the best I've ever had.
That's really nice. Wow. Did you hear that? You got that on tape, right, Paul?
I'm recording.
Recording
yes.
The whole show. That's good. That's good. When something eventful happens at work, you have someone to share all of the gossip with.
Oh, we go right to our secret place and then
we
lay down the smack talk. And if it's really good, we go outside because we don't want anybody to hear us. So yeah,
exactly.
we are.
Yes. He is the perfect partner to head out with for a drink after work. Hello.
Yep.
Yeah.
You are that.
That's a given in this relationship.
Yes, because mostly you pay. You never let me pay. I offered. You never let me pay. And that's very kind and sweet, too. Why? Keep going.
It's true. You make more money than me, but I'm the one that pays for all of the drinks and the lunches.
This is making my brain go places, Farwell.
When you need an opinion from the opposite sex's point of view. How many times have we done that in the studio?
This is when we start the fighting, is when you give me your opinion, right?
Well, when I tell you, tell it like it is.
Yes.
Be truthful and honest.
Yes, and sometimes I don't want to hear it. You're right.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how you like your breakfast, lunch, and even coffee, and orders in advance for you, especially coffee.
You know all of that and then some,
this
don't
is the trick,
you?
Though. This is the trick with you and the coffee. Some days, it's just like me, milk only.
Yeah.
But other days, it's double-double.
When I feel skinny or PMS-y or like I deserve some sugar, I'm like, I'll drink that double-double.
Yeah.
I don't normally drink sugar in my coffee,
no, actually,
but I like it.
Is it? It's not double. No, it is double-double. When you do, but see, so I kind of feel bad for that because clearly I should know after almost 2 years together.
If I'm witchy
or PMS-y. I should know how you take your coffee, but I still have to check. Like, I just say, what mood are you in today?
That's right.
Right? Is it going to be
a
milk in your coffee or is it a double-double day?
Sometimes he'll say, do you feel skinny? And I'm like, shut up!
I do not say that.
Where the heck did I get you?
Yeah. In answer to the other question, by the way, if you're too shy to ask, we're not married in real life. We're not.
No.
No.
Not yet.
I was going to say.
Not yet.
I did not even put the word yet on the end of that.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country. Country 106.7.